us in their hearts. Their minds and have to whisper, seeing them as sister, look into their eyes and you'll be in Transylvanian concubine. You know what flows there like wine. Sorrow is a master cackling with laughing now. Seven just to one. Cakey is a makeup Catholics try to shake up all the things up from their lives, but they're dead besides their song. They know what they do is wrong. Stay here with us, it's just time. Transylvanian concubine.
Hello, this is Henry Schifrin, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's a true fact. My name is Daniela Rothstein. Henry, what are we giving the lovely people of Medford today?
this is our inaugural session of our show, Great Songs for Dads. And
you might be wondering why it's called Great Songs for Dads.
It's because we thought it was funny, and we have the music taste of dads. And for any commuting dads out there, this song goes out to you.
Great Songs is spelled with a nice accumulation of eights and Z's, but we don't quite remember where we put them, so if you're ever trying to find us, we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, and this first song that we have coming up is... I don't know if you can hear it, but I've been feeling kind of sick lately, and campus cough has gotten to me, and so I've put the song down in honor of somebody who I wish that I could see, and so this is Dr. Robert by The Beatles. If it will play. Turn it on, I'm an idiot.
I'm a sickening wreck. I've got the 21st century breathing down my neck. I must move fast, you understand me. I want to go down in celluloid history. Or holy, any day, any day, any day. But sometimes I feel more fulfilled making Christmas cards with a mentally ill. I want to live and I want to love. I want to catch something that I might be ashamed of. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, this position I've held, it pays my way and it corrodes my soul. Oh, I didn't realize that you wrote poetry. I didn't realize you wrote such bloody awful poetry, Mr. Shankly. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, since you ask, you are a flatulent pain in the ass. I do not mean to be so. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, oh, give us money.
Henry, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah, shoot it, go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you've heard of this really underground, cool kid, cool dad band known as the Smiths.
No, I don't think so. But have you heard of the Growlers?
Oh, tell me more. I am intrigued.
Because this surf rock inspired band that does a lot of like darker type music is coming up now. Once we get that all set up, so coming up is Graveyards Full by the Growlers.
The graveyard's full, we're running out of earth, but we can use the bones to build another church. Thick walls made of men whose souls have come and went. So what's the magic number of a many men can live?
And that was just Graveyards Full by the Growlers. And Danielle, I heard you wanted to say a little thing before we start playing this next song that comes up in here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Henry. Our next song is called Waiting Room by Holly Golightly.
Oh, Waiting Room. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, what's significant about that, Henry?
More medicine themes.
More medicine references.
I'm currently very ill, and
yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah, this one goes out to every student on Tufts campus, as well as every student ever. Who currently
every student
ever that has ever felt sick ever.
Ever felt sick.
Actually, I'd like to throw in the dads as well who have ever felt sick before.
Any dads who have ever felt sick and were also students at one point.
Oh, true.
Who were also
is
sick.
Like just dads that were students or dads that were or were not students?
I don't know. What is this Venn diagram looking like?
Do you see the picture I'm painting for you?
I think I'm trying to get like a handle on it.
Listeners, give us a little telepathic yes or no if you see the picture that's been painted. All right, this is Waiting Room by Holly Golightly. My dad actually showed this to me.
No way.
So dad, if you're tuned in right now.
Oh, wait, is this a genuine dad song?
This is it. Well, yeah, I mean, my father, Jeff, shout out. If you're listening, this one's for you.
Shouts out to Jeff. Thank
yes.
you for the song recommendation.
Yes, yes.
And that was just Hard to Explain by The Strokes. And coming up next, we have another song by frontman Julian Casablancas of The Strokes. I think that he is a genius. And this is a shout out to my friend currently listening in from Ithaca. I think that you will like this song that's coming up next. I think it'll be a fun reminder. This is Alien Crime Lord by The Voids coming up. We'll be right back.
So Henry, something crazy that happened in my life last night was my dorm building, Harleston Hall, had a little bit of a fire evacuation.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
At what hour?
Like, I'd say 4 a.m. The alarms just started
4 a.m.
blaring,
evacuation.
Right? And I went to check my phone so that I could turn off my alarm.
And then it was just a fire.
And then it was just something like that. Not quite sure what happened. We waited outside in the cold for a while, then this gaggle of boys just kind of like pounded their chest and screamed and went into the building, and we all followed. I guess that was the end.
You followed? Was there a fire?
Who knows? There were like fire trucks outside, and they watched this group of men lead us back into the building. It wasn't like some authority figure said we could go back in.
They were the authority.
And I watched as a fireman left the building with an axe over his shoulder. And my roommate, shout out to you, she made a comment like, oh, I guess they just used the axe to chop off the fire alarm. I thought that was kind of funny. Do you think he was using the axe?
Shout out to Tufts Fire Department, Tufts TUPD, shout out to Tufts Facilities for having fire alarms that go off when there aren't fires. We love you. We love waking up at 5 a.m.
It's a little exhilarating. It's good to have some adrenaline every once in a while.
It's what gives our college lives meaning. So. But Daniela, I mean, before we start playing this next song, I have to say I've been feeling a little bit drained.
Oh,
lately.
Have you?
I've been feeling a little bit drained, yeah. So this is this next song coming up. It's by the hyperpop, cloud rap, whatever you want to call them, group Drain Gang, consisting of Echo 2K, Ty Boy Digital, and Blade, straight out of Stockholm, Sweden. This is shout out to my friend Thomas back home for corrupting my brain enough to enjoy this stuff.
Henry, hyperpop is the only dose of energy that we can get nowadays. So I'm with you on this one.
In this capitalist dystopia, yeah. So coming up is Western Union from the album Trash Island.
Chico. Drinking GTP, no ego psycho. At the Texaco gas station, talking on the phone. Can't see here, I got you, girl, it's feeling only me alone. I see off the road and coming, watching through the scope.
We'll be right back. passion was high, my hair was so long. This was maybe 73. You know, I have been adored by good and kind men. They sent their love with poetry. By day I gave grand speeches. At night, like you, we danced to be free. I lost my city in the prime of my time. Wrote silk in the toast of life. I was a diamond of the embassy. It doesn't matter what I'm meant to be. Girl, you come from the fortunate ones. Gold sky and a firstborn son. We don't have words for the way you have grown. We'll always feed you, you can always come home.
Henry, I think that the cause of the little Harleston fire alarm last night could have been how fire that song was just there. That was Temple by Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. I actually discovered this artist through a radio show a couple of weeks ago, and I think that she's really cool, very strong drums and bass. I showed Tao to my own father, Jeff, who was mentioned earlier.
Shout out to Jeff.
Shout out to Jeff, and he told me he already showed her to me. So I felt a little bad about that one. Must have been like years ago.
Already gaslit by your own dad.
Something like that.
It's tragic. Well, since we are a community radio show here at WMFO, it is our duty once every show to read out a PSA to the public. And so this is the PSA on eating dried fruit. If any of you haven't already added it to your diet yet,
looking
for
some
sweet,
great
tasting
snacks
that
are
also
healthy
for
you,
try
eating
dried
fruits,
dried
figs,
apples,
cherries,
bananas,
apricots,
peaches,
pears,
pineapples,
raisins,
cranberries,
prunes,
blueberries,
mangoes,
and
oh,
so
many
other
fruits
are
both
tasty
and
good
for
you.
Many
dried
fruits
are
an
excellent
natural
source
of
cancer fighting.
Cancer fighting, because it's, you
it's
know,
it's hyphenated.
It's a hyphenated dietary
fiber.
Read
the
labels
to
understand
which
brands
have
added
sugars,
preservatives,
and
other
ingredients.
But
no
matter
what,
eating
pretty
much
any
kind
of
fruit
is
going
to
be
better
for
you
than
candy
or
a
processed
snack.
That was so necessary. That was from a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO.
No way.
In Medford.
All of the fruits and nuts.
Literally every single, ask any of them, Henry, and this is what they will
I'm
tell
su-
you.
Oh my, I'm such a big fan of all of the fruits and nuts that are out here in WMFO in Medford.
Actually, I have a class with one of the
you
one
have
of the
a class
nuts
with
later.
One of the with one of the nuts.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really excited. It's been a while since we've caught up.
Can you introduce me?
Yeah, I'm just not sure you guys would vibe, Henry. You and the nut.
That's mean.
Don't look at me.
That's
like that.
That's mean coming from a DJ.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, coming up next is we're going to hit you with some Weezer, as I love to do. This is from their sophomore album Pinkerton. Rivers Cuomo decided to get dark and way too personal. This is, some might say, arguably the worst Weezer track out there, but I like it. This is Across the Sea, where Rivers Cuomo writes with no shame whatsoever about his fantasies for a 18-year-old Japanese fan who wrote him a letter about how much she liked his music. And it is, I wish I could say it was a low point for Weezer, but they just keep hitting lows. So this is Across the Sea, coming up by Weezer.
Across the sea. sister don't mind that I'm not on time. She knows that I'm through with that. Sick of trying. Don't let mine. Mama's still loving, daddy's still loving. They know that I'm here like that. Unlike mine. True and kind. Call me your side.
That was, let's see, One Day by Sharon Van Etten. I just think it's a very pretty song. Next, we have Oxford Comma by Vampire Weekend. Weekend? I just tripped over my words a bit there.
Weekend by Vampires.
I tried recommending an old Vampire Weekend song, or album, actually, to one of my friends recently, and she was like, what, are you in middle school and trying to think that you're cool? And
yes.
Maybe I am.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe I would like to be a cool middle schooler.
To Daniela's friend, you suck.
and Vampire Weekend is really, really good.
I think they're very cool, and I think that they age well.
They do.
So this next song is Oxford Comma.
This sex song.
Henry.
We're clean. We can't. We're clean. It's not 10 p.m. yet, but Oxford Comma by Vampire Weekend coming up next.
Watching the planes at night. emotions too.
So that was Addictions by Lucy Dacus. I saw her Saturday night, actually, at the House of Blues in Boston. She was excellent. It was an awesome concert. I was really happy to have gone.
Yeah, and so we have some extra time here in our show, so we decided we'd add in a special extra song. So apologies to all the parents listening right
but
now.
But please, guys, stay on. Trust us and stay on.
Please trust us on Aux. This is coming up, Bloodstains by 100 Gex.
A
great little extra hyperpop song.
I really do love it, and now all of my friends who refuse to listen to Gex had to listen to that one because they're supporting me on this radio
exactly.
station.
You
so
are
thank
our,
you guys.
You were our hostages. So this is Henry Schifrin, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Medford.
Thank you for tuning into our first session of our show, Great Songs for Dads.
Yeah,
and
this was our first go. We apologize for
any technical hiccups that happened.
But
hopefully
there should be fewer in the future.
Yeah, exactly. And we wanted to end the show the way that it started, with another song about doctors. So to close out the show, this is Dr. Wu by Steely Dan. Shout out to Thomas, shout out to Ross.
Thank you.
I was on the other side of no tomorrow. You walked in and my life began again. Just when I'd spent the last piastre I could borrow. All night long we would sing that stupid song, and every word we sang I knew was true. Are you with me, Dr. Wu? Are you really just a shadow? I went searching for the song you used to sing.